Psalm 127. A Song of Degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Our lives, our families, our homes, our businesses, our communities, our churches. Unless the Lord Himself is the one directing us and providing for us and blessing and building us, all our labors will be in vain. Let us lay hold on this and lay it to heart. The only things that will last and be blessed by our Lord are those things that are built by Him. For all the good things and eternal things are of Him and through Him, and therefore all the glory will go back to Him. Let us therefore not labor according to our plans and our wishes, but let us seek the face of the Lord for His plans and His desires, because then our labor will not be in vain. In fact, our labor will not be our labor only, but we, like Paul, will be laborers together with God. For we are God's husbandry. We are God's building. Those of us who have been built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, which there is no other foundation that can be laid, and those of us who have been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, we are built up by Him and one another as a spiritual house that is being fitly framed together unto an holy temple in the Lord. And this house, the church of the living God, which is the pillar and ground of the truth, shall not be built in vain. But it shall stand against all adversities and all attacks of the enemy. And those who are watchmen over this house and city shall not watch in vain. For it is the Lord Jesus Himself, whose eyes are like a flame of fire, who walketh in the midst of the golden candlesticks, ever watching and examining His cities of refuge. So let us not worry, and let us not fret. Let us not think this heavy burden of building and keeping the house of God rests upon us alone. No, for the Lord is with us, and He shall help us in this great matter. For He calls us to enter into His yoke, and into His rest. For His yoke is easy, and His burden is light, because He is meek and lowly in heart. We shall find rest unto our souls in Him. And once the house is built, whether it be our own homes or the house of the Lord, then He shall fill it with children. For children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. He is the one that gives physical conception unto life, and He is the one that gives spiritual conception unto new life in Christ, the new birth. All wonderful new life is of Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him for His manifold blessings on our homes and in our churches. For these gifts are like arrows that are to be treasured But then, in the right time, to be strung on the bow and aimed at the right target, and shot forth under the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May the Lord give us the patience and the wisdom and the strength and the precision to shoot forth these blessed children in the time He appoints under the mark which He has called them to. For then, their lives shall not be lives of shame, but like Stephen, their faces shall shine with the glory of our God, and they shall be full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and boldness and confidence in Christ Jesus. And they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies of God in the gate. And they shall turn many to righteousness, and shine as the stars forever and ever. For their adversaries shall not be able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which they speak. So let us pray that we might be mighty men and women, built up in the house of the Lord, and blessed by Him with the precious fruit of the womb, so that both the physical and spiritual children He gives us may blaze forth in His spirit and power for the glory of His everlasting kingdom. For the Lord shall build the house. And if we labor together with Him, by His grace, we shall not labor in vain. Psalm 127.